make sure y'all can hear me. Good morning, Spot. I hear you
too. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. This is our flight number 580. Loading up the plane, getting ready to take off. We've got our pool being pumped into the wings. We got our co-pilot Eric Kirk on the cockpit with us. And our chief flight attendant, Grammy, is walking around out there in the fuselage, making sure people are buckled up and ready to go. And we are anti-hate, anti-anger. We are grab your coffee and let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. Family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission to make you smile, to put a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step. We want to welcome everybody that's listening. We appreciate y'all coming in. I'm going to go silent a bit while I share the show, so enjoy the intro music. Bam! Got that all done. We're done. Hope you all are having a great day. We are having a great day. Our day is just starting here in the Pacific Southwest. Oh, wait. We're in the Pacific Northwest. What am I saying? I moved us down to California, baby. And just things are going great, and we just appreciate everybody. All you listeners out there, we thank you for listening and tuning in. View of life. Good to see you. Come on in. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. It is Friday, the 5th of August, and we are just getting started. Most of our listeners out there, your days are probably coming to an end, and we hope you had a great day. We are having a good day here, like I said earlier. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We appreciate each and every one. Well, today's Friday. You made it through another week. The first Woo-hoo! Week of August is gone, baby. We Can't slammed believe through it. It. Yeah, we slammed through it. We're ready to go. So now you got the weekend. You got the big weekend to look forward to. Who knows what is going to go on in the weekend? You know, Eric, how are you doing, buddy? What's going on with you in Georgia?
Not a whole lot. I mean, well, the week's finally over.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You busy doing something? What are you doing, Eric? To the listeners.
The
listeners
water for the coffee.
Listeners want to know what Eric's going on. What's going on in Eric? What's going on in Eric's kitchen right now?
I'm about to turn on the coffee pot.
Oh, were you able to... Did you and your brother-in-law, I think it is, finish the movie?
My brother and sister-in-law, I think they are hopefully having it completed today and this weekend, because I think the old house is closing, like, with the new owners. Hopefully they're going to finish getting stuff out of their old house, and then they got a mover also helping to get stuff out of storage to take to their new house.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I used to always hate moving. Moving was such a chore. I mean, you never realize how much stuff that you have accumulated and collected until you start trying to move it. Man, when you're moving it, it is something. It is something. I'm telling you what.
Or if you're combining households.
Yeah. Yeah. Combining households. Yeah. That's why we've got two big sheds out in our backyard. Not only is our house full of stuff, Eric, but our two sheds are full of stuff too. Man, we got stuff everywhere. We could have a
backyard. I don't know if y'all would consider yourselves hoarders. Like if you've heard of the TV show Hoarders, like where people have compulsive hoarding syndrome.
Oh yeah. 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 We've heard of it.
I stand accused.
Yes.
Yes, well, she does. It's hard to get rid of a lot of stuff. Like old outdated furniture and then old clothing that's probably like out of style and probably probably not in good condition to be worn anymore because that, and then hoarding food, like food in the fridge or in the pantry that's probably expired and out of date that would probably make you sick if you tried to eat it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't throw food around here. We don't throw leftovers here at our house. We don't throw leftovers out, Eric. Nope. We don't throw leftovers out. We pack everything up in Tupperware, put it in the refrigerator, and let it go bad. Then we throw it out. That's how we do it here.
Well, or one way you can preserve food is by putting it in the freezer.
Oh, yes. But see, I'm always putting things into soups and stews. You know, any leftovers? Yeah, I like doing that.
Yeah, but that's how you do it, see? That's how you do it. You take those, and that's those big old, you get a crock pot and you take all the leftover stuff and you throw it in there and then you make a big old surprise stew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I worked with this old guy, John Klinkenbeard. I worked for him.
How do you remember these people's names?
I don't know. I just do. I just do. Because he's back in the early 70s, John Klinkenbeard.
Yeah.
And he used to say that like on the weekends, I guess it was, on Saturdays, his wife would take everything out. Hi, D-Mac. Welcome, his D-Mac. Wife would take everything out of the refrigerator, all the leftovers that they had, and she would make a leftover casserole. And what she would do is she would take those biscuit, you know the ones that you pop the thing, pop.
Oh, Pillsbury biscuits.
Pillsbury biscuits. Oh, yeah, Pillsbury. Yeah. She would take those and she'd put the line the bottom of the casserole dish with those biscuits, okay? And then she would just put everything left. If there was leftover spaghetti, she put, you know, that in there, stroganoff, meatloaf, veggies, whatever she had. She would just put all that stuff in there and on top of those biscuits. And then she'd take and put another row of biscuits on top of it. You know, so it's a pretty deep dish thing she had.
Oh, okay.
And then she'd take it, she'd throw it in the oven and bake it. You know, bake it for the biscuits to get done. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was always called the weekend surprise. Weekend leftover surprise. And I said, well, I go, man, John, how did it taste? He goes, oh, it was great. It was great. Because you had everything that you had during the weekend there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd just take and scoop it up, scoop a big old thing of biscuits and all this food and put it on your plate. And there you go. Mm-hmm. Leftover biscuit surprise. Yeah. You know, really though, that sounds kind of good.
It does.
It does sound good, you know.
Well, I've gotten to where I can cook pretty good at not having too many leftovers.
Well, yeah,
except
because
for soups and stews.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've
in other words.
Yeah, because she used to, when we first got married, Eric and Dee, I mean, she would cook like she was cooking for, you know, like two full families. She would just cook it like two full families. Hi, EPA, and good to see you. Welcome to the show. Come on in, grab a cup of coffee and sit down.
Yes.
She'd cook for like all kinds of people. How many out there, how many listeners out there, that's what you do? You know, you cook like you're going to feed the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there's only two of you. And then you sit down and eat and you got all these leftovers. But that's exactly how Grammy used to cook, you know. Hi, Romanus.
Welcome, Romanus.
Good to see you. But the thing is that after a while, you just get tired of all the leftovers and all that stuff.
Oh,
So you have changed your cooking style to where now you cook for you and me. That's it.
I do.
You know, we just cook for you and me, and mm-hmm. there you go, you know?
Yeah, so it's kind of, I haven't had, well, we haven't had too much company because everyone's kind of in their own zones.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't had to cook big, which is good. Yeah, so, but, oh, you said you put that, my pictures of those veggies.
Oh, yes, yes, hi, yes. John. No, not veggies. Hi, John. Not the veggies, fruit. The fruit. Yes.
Morning, John.
Yeah, I posted that. You want to tell them about it?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
I posted some pictures on our webpage. Not our webpage, I'm sorry. Our Facebook page. Grammy made this, she makes this compote. This compote, this fruit compote. And she explains how she takes the leftover fruit because, you know, the fruit goes pretty. You do that, Grammy. You do buy a lot of fruit and a lot of veggies.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we don't get all the way through the fruit. You know, we just don't get all the way through it.
Yeah.
So what she does is she takes it, and it's all on our Facebook page. She takes it. She goes through the fruit. She, well, why am I telling them? Why don't you tell them? I eat it. I don't make it. Go ahead.
No, it's just a matter of just going through and picking out the stuff that's still good and putting it in a little saucepan and put a little water in there, put it on low and let it just simmer out and gets thick because the fruits have their own little pectin because that's what makes, like, they put in jellies and jams to make it thick is pectin. And the
pectin.
Yeah. P-E-C-T-I-N. I don't know. No, don't let me start spelling something. I'll mess it up. But anyway, it works out good. And I think the picture I showed was I put it on a... Oh, thank you, D-Mac.
Pectin.
Yeah. Where I put it on an English muffin. I toasted and put a little butter on an English muffin and showed how to use it. And I think I even ate it on some cottage cheese one day.
Yeah, it's kind of like you kind of like making a little jelly or a little jam. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, you know. Yeah. And it's really good on vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, and it's easy to make. It really is. Just, you know, put it on a little side burner and stir it occasionally.
Yeah, you want to make sure you don't burn it.
Yeah, that's why I cook it on low. Low or just below, just the one before low. But it's on real soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good. But I've been looking at my recipes. I'm going to have to try to figure out which one I want to try. It's terrible when you have so many recipe books or copies of recipes, and then it's like, oh, man. I'd love to make that. I'd love to make that. But I'm working on it. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have cooking in Grammy's kitchen. Not sure which day yet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's coming. So all those that are listening, if you have a recipe or something you'd like Grammy to try to make, just put it into the Facebook.
Or you could email it to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. I'll type that in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I need to buy some strawberries. Was it Poe? I think it was Poetic that sent me a recipe for strawberry pie.
Oh, that's strawberry cake. That's already on the Facebook page.
Yes, I know. And that's what I'm saying. I'm probably going to have to try to make that.
Yeah.
See if I can. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. And she sent us a recipe for some kind of cucumber mango. Cucumber mango salsa or something like that. Yeah. That's also on our Facebook page. Those are two recipes from Poe
Poetic.
Yeah, Poetic from, gosh dang it, my brain has just gone crazy. Holyshift.com.
Yeah.
Holyshift.com. Yeah. So you can check those recipes out.
Did you print that
one out for
me? Huh? Did you print that one out for me?
No, I didn't print it out for you, but you could go to our Facebook page and look at it.
but you're always on the computer, so how can I? That's why you know. I assign you to these tasks, because you're always on there.
I can print it out for you. I got it. Except for I think I need to get some ink for the printer. The printer's acting up. My printer is acting up. I'm going to have to get some ink for it.
I have to.
Because it just ain't working right.
Because I have some mangoes. I got some, and all I need to do is get cucumber, I think.
Oh, okay.
I got to look at the recipe. So when I go buy the cucumber, if I need to buy some more, and I think I still have cilantro. So, yeah. And I've got some limes and some lemons.
Some limes in the coconut. Make it all better. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, speaking on. You didn't care for that papaya, did you?
Papaya, to me, is kind of bland. I mean, it's got the texture of mango, but it's just kind of bland. It almost doesn't have any taste at all.
Yeah.
It's just bland, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're supposed to put lemon juice on it. I put lemon juice on it, but it just didn't change it for you.
No, I'm not a lemon juice type of person, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I put lime juice on
lime.
It.
Lime. Oh, yeah. You put lime in it. I don't know.
Put lime on it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I didn't get it. I mean, I like it because I mixed it with some other stuff when we got it. I think papaya is a good fruit that you mix with other fruits, you know, where you pick up the other flavors and that kind of stuff.
Oh, to kind of give texture.
I think it would be great. Like, it'd be great in a fruit salad because you got all the other fruit in there that's giving it its tartness and sweetness and that kind of stuff. But it's all right. I mean,
You're getting fruit salad for dessert tonight.
Nice. Nice. I'll
probably put it with some watermelon.
Well, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
That'd be okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I was thinking, I woke up this morning and I saw this article because, you know, we have great love for the UK, you know, and for Scotland and Ireland and that kind of stuff. And I said that,
morning, Russ,
that you all of a sudden,
good morning,
now, Russ. Hey, Russ, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Doing well. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Yeah. I was just getting ready to share a story that I saw this morning that you could soon live in the iconic brewery of Guinness in Dublin. They're going to take that where the Guinness brewery is in Dublin, and they're going to turn it into like a big community residential type area. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, plans have been submitted to regenerate St. James Gate. That's where Guinness's brewery is, St. James Gate, with apartments, offices, public spaces, and more.
And that's in Ireland?
Ireland.
Oh, my.
Guinness has one of the most dedicated fan bases of any alcoholic drink. From the art of the pour to its rich, creamy taste, Guinness fans are, quite rightly, we should add, impressively devoted to their pint. If you're a Guinness obsessive, well, we've got very exciting news indeed. St. James Gate, a part of Dublin, renowned for being the home of Guinness, could soon be regenerated to include apartments and commercial spaces. Just think about that. You could live or work in an old Guinness brewery or storehouse. That sounds pretty cool right there.
Yeah.
The regeneration has been proposed by a developer called Ballymore, with the idea being that the project will preserve St. James Gate's historic buildings and that Guinness will still continue to be brewed in that area. Appropriately called the Guinness Quarter, the proposals include over 300 new apartments, offices, retail spaces, and a market. Here are a couple of the renderings of, and then they're going to show you pictures of what it's going to look like. Ooh. Oh, you can't, this is a podcast, so you can't see them. So here, I'll look at them for you. Ooh. Ah, that's nice.
Okay, okay.
St. James Gate is in the Dublin 8 neighborhood, and it's been the home of Guinness since 1759. Holy moly. These days it boasts not just a huge Guinness brewery, but also the Guinness Storehouse, a museum dedicated to the stout and one of Dublin's most popular tourist attractions. So,
we never made it to Ireland.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Okay.
So, when could you be living out of your Guinness fantasies in your own St. James Gatepad? Well, at the moment, the project is only in the planning permission stage, so it might be a while yet. But anyway, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome to go and live in that old brewery. I mean, that would just be something there right there. I mean, tell you what, that'd be fun. What do you think, guys? Won't that be something? Yeah, what do you think, people?
Just living in the building that old would be really cool.
I know, huh? Mm-hmm. Right. What'd you say, Eric?
It sounds interesting, even though it probably wouldn't be something I would do.
Mm. I hear you, Eric.
You know, here in the Pacific Northwest, they got the McMiniman brothers. The McMiniman brothers.
Oh,
and,
yeah, there
and
are a lot of
these
McMiniman's
guys
around.
They go around and they buy all these historic places, like old schools, old high schools, just old buildings and that. And they convert them into into a little motel, bar, restaurant, motels, and that kind of stuff. And they leave them as close to being like they got. I think, what's the one school they got here? Lincoln School?
It's Kennedy. Oh, it's in Portland. It's the Kennedy School.
And it's I mean, it's
elementary.
Yeah, and what they did was they went in there and they converted the classrooms into motel rooms. So you could go in there and I mean, if you were old enough that you went to school in the Kennedy School, you could go and stay where you were at for fifth grade or something like that, you know? Yeah. And they converted the cafeteria into a lounge and a bar and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's fantastic what they do with this property.
Because they have a conference room or meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can have meetings in there and like that. Because I remember we used it once when I was volunteering for Constructing Hope. We used it once for our graduation of our students.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used it once.
It's just
nice.
Fantastic.
It's nice.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, those are fun places. And we went to that one gathering at an old... It was an old lodge that used to be in the Portland area. It was an old lodge out in kind of a woodsy area. I think they were going to get rid of it. They were going to knock it down. Hi, Mr. B. Great. Good to see you, buddy. They were going to knock it down or do something. Well, the McMiniman guys came in and bought the entire complex. They bought the entire complex and they turned it into a, furbish the lodge so you could go stay in the lodge and all the cabins and that out there. They refurbished all that stuff for conference rooms and they did a fantastic, fantastic job out there.
Oh yeah.
Good to see you, Mr. B. Great. Thanks, buddy.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Nice times.
You listeners, don't forget Fridays are Promote Your Podcasts. And small businesses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. This is Friday, the Promote Your Podcast, and we're expanding it out to small business. If you're starting a business, why, this is the place you come on in and promote your business, too. And we want to get people to you and get eyes on your projects and that kind of stuff. Like one of the businesses that we're really getting behind and helping is Glow Flow Denver. Glow Flow Denver is an LED.
Hi, Glenn.
LED.
That was LED.
LED. That's what I said.
Oh, really?
LED.
Okay.
I'm speaking old man language. I slur everything.
I forget.
LED. Fiber optics store where they put all this stuff. They get these cool hats, little posters, little plaques, little masks, and all kinds of stuff with these LED lighting on, and they light up. And you can check them out at GlowFlow Denver Facebook page and see the videos that they have posted on the store that they're working on and see some of the products they got going.
Mr. Be Great.
And they're LED. No, that was LSD. LSD was the drug. And anyway, you can go in there and check this out and see what they got going. They're really close to opening their store. And they've been working really hard on it, and they're just bad. They're not bad. They're just getting there. You're not bad. They're getting really close to doing that. And another follower and listener of our program, Shannon Lynn Jordan. You can find her on Instagram, Jannon Lynn Jordan 1968, and she's got this artwork and clothing business that she's starting to get up. The Conspiracy Clothing Connection, and you can contact her at conspiracyclothingconnection@gmail.com. Check out some of her work she's gotten there, and she's working too. She's got a webpage that's going to be coming out with a full virtual,
Glenn,
a full virtual, what's that Spiegel catalog, a full virtual catalog in there of all her stuff, you know, so you can check that out and get that going. What are you guys doing? I'm trying to promote these shows. You're talking about drugs. What's going on, Grammy? What do you got everybody doing? What do you got?
I don't have anybody doing for anything. Crying out loud.
Well, it ain't Mr. B Great Eric or Glenn B. You've got to be influenced these people.
Yeah, I'm the psychedelic.
It's with all
my
good.
Personality.
It's all good. And then if you're listening and you've got a podcast, if you're listening and you want to, and you got a podcast, you don't know how to get your podcast, you know, out there on Twitter, you got your podcast, you're on Twitter, and you're not sure how to get that out there, get more eyes on your podcast. Well, I got a little information for you right here.
Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
There you go. You can check out them, Podcast Overlords on Twitter, and get them helping you get the word out for your podcast. Another thing, too, if you're a podcaster, you're listening here and you're a podcaster and you're thinking nobody will listen to me, you want to start a podcast, but you're thinking nobody will listen to me, you feel overwhelmed by all the technology, you're afraid to buy the wrong equipment, you're anxious about sounding unprofessional, you don't want to tackle this alone, and you're not sure where to start. Well, you can contact School of Podcasting. Contact School of Podcasting. Go to their webpage, www.schoolofpodcasting.com, and check out what they can do. They can get you going. They can get you signed up. They can hit, you know, if you're thinking about, well, I want to do a webpage, they'll help you with the webpage too. They'll help get you going. They'll tell you how to get your podcast all set up and going so you can get them. So between them helping you get started and the podcast overlords, you know, helping you get your footprint out there bigger, bam, now you're set. You're set and you're good to go. There you go. So those are two good companies to check out. They have been instrumental in helping out the old man. I mean, they are just doing a knockout job. Hey, so if you're new into the show and you're listening, check us out. Check out our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com. Hit that follow button, hit that like, hit subscribe, and give us some follows, and come on back, because we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We are your morning podcast. Check us out. Give us a like. Yeah, yeah. One thing about our webpage, too, if you could, You can catch a ton of our older, our past podcasts there. And we've designed it so it's easier to go to. You can go to, you can find an episode you want to listen to. You find the episode, you hit the play arrow, and there you go. You're set up. You're playing. You don't have to go to another format. You don't have to go to Apple. You don't have to go to Podbean. You don't have to go here, there. You can just go to the webpage, find an episode you want to listen to, hit the play button, and you're playing, and you're going right there. So we try to make it as user-friendly as we can. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We got some friends of the shows that are out there. They're doing some things to help their move along in their life. They got tests going on. People are taking tests. So our best wishes are going towards everybody that are taking tests today. Because, you know, this is it. The play arrow made you sound 100% your age. Yes, I know, Glenn. I know. That is my age. Man, it's so good. I'm so glad it is Friday.
Been saying that all week.
Man, I am just glad it's Friday.
When is Friday coming?
I'm just glad it's Friday, man. I'm telling you.
You sound like a child going to school.
I am. I'm
tired. It's Monday. It's when is Friday coming?
When is Friday coming? Exactly.
Yeah. Because, I guess there's quite a few children that have gone back to school. School started up early.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Kids going back to school, homeschooling, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That would be something. I don't know if I could do it, though. Homeschooling.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want you to.
Oh, well, be that way as it is then. Wow. Sorry. Mr. B Great Times is on the phone. Good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. I just had a question. That's all.
Well, I hope I have an answer.
I hope so, because I was really confused. You said school starting up early, right? Yeah. And then you said homeschool, right?
Right.
Well, if you go to homeschool, do you ever really quit going to school?
Nah.
That's true.
No, I guess you're, no, I guess you wouldn't. Yeah.
You're already there. I'm just...
And not only that, you live with your teacher.
Right. I did it for a little while. I homeschooled my child for a little while.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Shoot, I gave the teacher a raise. I gave her more money. I said, here you go.
That's how you do it. You give your own. Yeah, because not only are you the teacher.
Right.
You are the superintendent of the school and the lead administrator. Yeah, I hear you.
Golly, I fired myself. I said, I'm terrible at this. I fired myself. You know how bad you gotta be to fire yourself? Like, boss, I'm not doing too good. I'm gonna fire myself for you. This company's too important. I'm gonna fire myself.
That is just too funny. Great. Too funny. So what's going on with Mr. B Great? What's going on? What are you up to?
I'm starting a catering business on the side, just on Saturdays. And I'm trying to get some following on my show. It's hard to get me though, because I'm like the rainbow kind of thing. Like, you don't know you're gonna see it, but you know you see it eventually. So that's how I am.
Well, you know, anytime you got a show coming up, it doesn't matter on when it is. You know, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. You got a show coming up. Just come on in. Come on into the show and let us know so we can let everybody know you're coming on.
You know? I appreciate it. That's awesome. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my show, I used to talk about anything and everything, mostly not really about politics, but more about how to deal with racism in a positive way. Uh-huh. And then how to teach people how to cook, because you'd be surprised. Some people can't even boil water. Isn't that terrible?
No, they just don't. They don't know. They never learned anything. They just
because they didn't go in the kitchen with their mom or their dad when they were preparing food. They were busy running around playing and being scolded because they're not getting washed up and dressed.
Right. But here's one thing. This lady, she came to my office and she said she almost burned down her house. I was like, okay, what happened? She said the baby was crying, and she was frying some potatoes, right? French fries, right? Well, okay, what happened? She said, well, I left it on the burner. I said, you did what? She said, I left it on the burner, and I went to go check on the baby. I said, oh, I'm not trying to be judgmental. And I'm like, okay. Then she came back. She said, well, I caught on fire. I'm like, oh, really? You don't say.
Man, that is scary stuff right there.
It gets worse, y'all. It gets worse.
Oh, my God.
Then she said, well, I picked up the pot. And, no, before she picked the pot, she grabbed some water and threw it in the oil. Water.
No.
In a grease fire. Water.
No.
That's I said, you did what? Wow. Then she picked up the pot on fire, and she threw it on the floor. Kitchen floor.
With the grease.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said, huh. I said, you did it. It got worse and worse and worse. It's like one of those things like, oh, okay, that's how you did it.
Yeah.
No, you did what? You did what? Oh, snap. How bad can this get? Then after that, she put more water until it kept my, oh, God.
Mm-mm. See, I like, no. Like Glenn B says, like Glenn says, you only do that once. Yes. You will never do that again. That is some crazy stuff. Oh, so,
and you know what she said? She said, I didn't know.
I didn't know. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Exactly. So, my question would be, when did the fire department show up?
Oh, that's another good part. She never called.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
I told you it gets worse.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. That is so crazy stuff.
Is she all right today?
Yeah, she's fine. The landlord called and said you had to move.
Oh, no.
I told you it gets worse. I told you it gets worse. I wasn't lying.
Man, oh, man. Well, that is hilarious.
I have a question for you, Mr. Be Great. What type of catering do you do? Do you have a special type of food like ribs?
Yeah, I mostly I do a lot of smoke. Not weed. I don't smoke weed. Not I eat weed.
No,
anyway, no.
Yeah.
My bad. What I grill and I smoke ribs and brisket. And you ever heard of Cajun chicken?
I've heard of Cajun seasonings.
Yeah. What about jerk chicken?
Oh yeah, I've heard of jerk chicken.
Yeah, and so that's what my specialty is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I do everything by scratch.
Oh, that makes it even better. Yeah.
Going back to that fire stuff, then Glenn B says he was washing dishes at 16. And had a similar experience with spraying water on a grease fire. Yeah, you learned your lesson. Yeah.
No, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you did.
Man, that's a science lesson right there.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. I think I may have been taught that by my mom when I was little, because you know, and she's you never put water on grease.
No. You can use flour. And one time, it was like I had a fire in my oven years ago, and I used like the whole freaking bag of flour. The whole freaking bag. I learned from that too. At least it was no fire, but you know what I'm saying. That was a hard mess to clean, I tell you.
Yeah, that flour would get inside the oven there and kill it.
Right?
Be careful with that too.
Yeah, it'll what will it do? It'll burn all the electronics out of it and everything, huh?
Yeah, it's fry the elements and everything. And
fry the elements. Yeah.
Like those ovens that have like the cleaning feature. You know, like my grandmother Pat, when she was alive after my grandfather died, she had gotten like a kitchen remodel in the late 80s, early 90s, and then. The mistake that she made with like those self-cleaning ovens was putting like cast iron skillets and pots and pans in there, you know, because her mother Dorothy had a self-cleaning oven and she did that did like the self-clean with like pots and pans in the oven with no problem. But so my grandmother, she had a really bad experience with it to the point that the cleaning feature didn't work like it was supposed to anymore.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
But I know, like, ranges are not made the same.
That's true. There are different ones.
And then, like, certain, like, whether it's, like, Whirlpool or GE, that there would probably be, like, on, like, the manual that they provide with you, like, the do's and the don'ts.
Right.
Yeah. Those are important to read if you don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm not
good. I don't know, Russ. I don't know who reads them. What was that, Grammy?
I'm not good with those gas ranges. Oh, they scare me.
What scares you?
The gas ranges. I like the electric ones.
Yeah, the gas ranges.
They all have like the coal top or the glass top.
The gas. You know, the gas stoves. Gas stoves.
Oh, shit. I love gas stoves.
I like when you turn on those cooktops on the ranges, you hear that tick, tick, tick.
Yeah,
that's the igniter.
I'm always thinking gas is escaping.
What were you saying, Russ?
So much with the gas.
The last restaurant I worked is a gas flat top, but it'd go out on you, and you'd have to get in there and relight it. But you know, you'd have to cut the gas on to relight it, and sometimes it'd take two or three little wicks in there to light it, and sometimes when you lit it, it'd blow back on you. And I had a cook in there. I had a cook in there go relight it one time, and it blew back and blew off, like burnt all the facial hair off her face.
Oh my goodness!
Luckily, she didn't have beards or nothing, you know, because she wasn't like that strong of a woman. But it did burn off her eyebrows and her eyelashes, and it caught her bangs.
A flash fire
straight off.
Yeah. Well, wow! I guess it's faster than a wax, isn't it?
Yeah. I think a rule I had learned about, like, if you had to like light a gas stove manually, do not turn on the gas first. You know, to like have the lighter like burning already, and then turn on the gas, and then it'll light up. But because you got to be really careful around natural gas, because natural gas is explosive.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
And I guess that's why I'm like, I'll take an electric range. You know, and yes, I understand where Glenn B was saying
Breakfast.
Gas is a lot quicker. It heats up quicker and like that, but
You know, that's why they put that sulfuric rotten egg smell with natural gas, because natural gas in its natural form does not have an odor.
Odorless.
Yeah, and so you've got to be able to smell it in it when it breaks. You know, when there's a leak, you got to be able to smell it, because if you don't, and you can walk into a house, even if you flip a light switch, if the light switch arcs, it'll ignite that gas. So you got to be really careful with natural gas. But
so that smell that goes with it, that's artificial.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fake smell. That's so you can know what's going on.
Hey, BP.
Yeah.
And that's why it stinks.
They made it smell like petunias or something.
Well, no, because they were... No, because they wanted they wanted it to have a smell, so it would make you get out of the house.
I guess if you start smelling a floral arrangement, you'd be like, "It smells pretty good."
Hey, that smells nice. Yeah,
I'm just gonna sit down here. If somebody farted, it smelled like that every time they fart. That'd be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
Oh. Yeah, you don't want things smelling good. No. Hey,
I'm saying somebody farted, it's like gas. Like, oh my God, it's like gas in here.
Yeah.
Don't smoke. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the car. Take that light out.
Yeah.
Well,
the only benefit about having gas-operated appliances like a gas range or a gas water heater is if you live in an area where winter storms are prevalent and power is going to be out for a few days, that you would still need to be able to cook food or still like get warm or hot water.
That's true.
Provided they don't.
Or if you know how to operate a wood burning stove, like in an older house.
Oh yeah.
You know what's funny about that though, Eric, is we live in a day and age where, even though you know, people have gas units in their house, you know, their house is even heated with gas and all that. If they lose power, they still freak out. They go, oh no, we ain't got no power. We ain't got, yeah, but you got you got gas in your house, so you're not going to worry about running out of heat, and you're not, you're still going to be able to cook. You still got hot water. You know,
and all right, are able to cook hot food and
right.
But if you can't run your furnace without electricity, if you have like those gas space heaters like in and around the house and know how to use them, then you would still have home heat.
Right. Oh, you're out of here, Mr. B. Mr. B. Great. Hey, man, it was great, Mr. B. Great, having you come in and give us a call, man.
Man, I got one thing to say, Folly, real quick.
All right.
Okay. I can use charcoal and wood and all that stuff, but I can't use a propane because for some reason I blow that sucker up. It's dangerous. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's like a tank. Like, oh God, boom! Like, oh, nope, no more. Later.
Well, stay away from propane. Oh my gosh! Thanks, brother. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you calling in. Yes. It was a blast having you. Hey, come on in anytime. Anytime. Hi, Gina. All
right, thank you.
Welcome, Gina.
All right, brother.
All right, take care, Mr. Be Good.
Oh man, great. That is funny. Propane. Yeah. I like cooking with propane. I know. That message was not supported by Hank Hill. I hear you, Glenn. It was not.
I remember a season of like a Survivor. There was like a judge from, you know, Spalding County, you know, or right close to it, which is Griffin, Georgia. And his rule is Pappy doesn't do propane. I think he would prefer butane.
Butane. Butane. Man, I have not heard that term in a long time.
Well, you have a butane lighter, right?
No.
I thought you had one.
No. Not a butane. I don't know what you mean. Lighters. I don't know what you mean by butane.
Isn't that butane, what your little flicker one is?
You Hi,
know
Gloria.
Welcome, Gloria.
Butane, they sell in the stores. It looks like a little can of.
Welcome to the guests coming in and out.
Oil, yeah. Whatever. But
yeah, I thought
you can refill your lighters with it.
Yeah. Is that what lighters take? Is butane?
Yeah.
That liquid.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
That lighter. Fluid. Well, then I.
Yeah, you call it lighter fluid.
I call it lighter fluid. I did not butane. Know that that was butane. So you're right, Grammy. I do have butane. Hi, IFY. I do have a butane lighter. Go ahead, Eric.
And Glenn mentioned something about like butane and like camping.
Camping stoves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got them from when I go out camping. They come in a little can. And you
I
can
thought
light
that's propane.
Butane fluid in. No, that's butane.
No, I thought it.
I'm pretty sure it's
the little one.
The little green 1 pound things. The little green camping canisters. I thought that was propane.
Mine's like a little red can. It's like a little red can with a silver stripe on it.
Oh, no. Mine are green. Butane. Mine are green cans.
Yeah. So there's two different kinds of camp stovetops. The ones that take the propane, which comes from the little green canister, like you're saying, which is propane. Uh-huh. And then there's the other ones that are like where you like fry eggs on or whatever that looks like a gas stove, but it comes in a can and you put it in when you go camping or whatever. That's the butane.
Yeah, that's
the, like the barbecue thing, the green canister, that is propane. But like the little stovetop, it looks like a little gas, fryer or whatever, stovetop. Uh-huh. Those are butane, like the canister that you put into it. That's a butane canister. Yeah. But the green thing you're talking about is propane. So you weren't wrong, but you were a little bit misguided.
Well, I mean, they would have to keep them.
Wrong, right?
That's just a nice way of saying I was wrong, Glenn. Thank you, brother. No, but I mean, they got to they would have to keep those things different colors for identification, right?
Right.
I mean, you would think so. I mean, for safety things, because can you use propane in something that takes butane? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think you can cross
the gas. Yeah, I don't
know
if the gas
works
like the same way.
No.
I don't think, we'd want to attempt to cross them.
Glenn is saying no, you can't. Mm-mm. That'd be like putting diesel fuel in a gasoline car, I would think. I'm not sure.
Right, yeah, it just don't work right. It's not made to mix that gas with whatever.
Yeah. Also, you're going to run into the problem where the connections don't fit.
Oh, that will see.
A hell of a lot different than the propane is going to connect. So you're transfer it anyway.
And in dust, and that's the way the industry keeps people from putting the wrong tanks on the wrong the wrong cooking stoves and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Gaia. Yeah, Gaia. So this is an explosive topic right now, baby. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. But I have never outside of putting lighter fluid in my Bic lighter. I'm not my Bic lighter, but my what's the lighter I got? I got Zippo. Zippo lighter.
Zippo?
Yeah, I got a Zippo lighter, and that's
Zippo takes
propane. I mean butane. Butane.
Butane.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Well, now I gotta go. Now I gotta go find my lighter. I gotta go find my lighter. And, you know what's? You know why I got a Zippo versus a regular Bic lighter? You know that I carry around with me, because the Zippo. No, the Zippo's got that sound. It's got that sound when you flip it open. Yeah. That's it, man. I love that sound. I love that sound. The thing is, though, is I can
sound distinguished when you use it.
Yes, exactly. That's it. It's a status symbol. Using a Zippo lighter is almost like a status symbol, you know. You go, hey, wait a minute, here, I got that for you. Click. It's got that click, you know, and then when you're done, and then it's like that, and then you light it, and then when you're done, you just flip it, and it clicks back. I mean, I need to find it.
Yeah, it says you either came from the Upper East Side or you came from a biker gang. Either way, it's really cool.
exactly. And you know, they've been used. I mean, the Zippo lighters have been around forever. I mean, I don't know when they came out. Let me see if I can do a little research here and find out. But Zippo lighters, I mean, they were a big deal, like in the World War II and all that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, Zippo lighter. Let's see here.
Glenn B., you are a wealth of information, sir. Now, how did you know that?
I started reading chat, too.
Oh, Netflix. I believe it. These shows anymore. We'll show you all of that silly stuff.
Zippo lighters. The Zippo lighter's been around since 1932. Wow. 1932. Oh,
now, didn't your dad use a Zippo?
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was, you know, my dad was like Fonzie. I mean, you know, he had his hair. He had the flat top on the top with the little long on the side. So you've combed it back, you know, and he wore the white T-shirt. Rolled his camels up in the sleeve, up, and then he rolled his camels up in there, had jeans on with the cuffs, you know, and it was just a little skinny. He's a little skinny guy, had the tattoos on his arms from the Navy. He was Fonzie. He was the original Fonzie. And yeah, when he went to smoke his cigarettes, he'd unwind the camels off his sleeve, and then pull the Zippo lighter out of the little ceramic wrap around the cigarettes. That's where he kept his lighter. He'd pull it out, and then he'd shake the pack and get the cigarettes to pop out. He'd grab one with his lips, you know, and then he'd take that ladder, click, click, and then
click, click. It was the coolest looking thing in the whole world, man.
It was the coolest looking thing in the world. Yes, it was. I got to tell you, I think back now and I think about my dad and how he looked and how he dressed and all that stuff. And you're right, Russ. He was cool. My dad was cool. Yeah. Yeah. And what's funny is now that to finish the vision of my dad is, on a hot summer Tucson afternoon or something, not only is he standing out there, you know, he's got his little,
hi, Shonda.
Not only is he standing out there and he's got a cigarette in his fingers, you know, smoking, but in his other hand, He's got a Coors. Coors. No. Yeah, my dad said my dad was a Coors. Yeah. And the cigarette.
He didn't have on a Speedo, man.
No, and oh, Glenn, and come on, Glenn, and then not only
I wasn't there, but I don't think there was a Speedo involved.
No, there wasn't. But then, but see, and then the cigarettes he had, the Camels, they were the unfiltered cigarettes. Yes.
Oh, now you see, know. That's what my father smoked, were the non-filtered Camels.
Uh huh. Hi, Shonda.
Yep. My father was a very, he was like 6 foot, a good stature of a man. And he had, what I remember most about my dad is he had muscles on his arm, and he'd have the big one, and then there was a little one on top. It was like two. And oh my gosh, my dad to me was the strongest man in the world.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't lift weights, but what he did was he was raised on a farm. So he started out lifting up a calf when it was born. And that's how he built up his muscles.
He's an old farm boy.
Every day.
Yeah.
He was a hoss.
Yeah. Those guys were just, I knew a guy like that, John Bowles. I knew a guy like that. He didn't lift weights. He wasn't an athlete. He wasn't out there in the gym and all that. He was just a farm boy. Strongest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then where I worked at this motor manufacturing plant, they had several guys from Chino Valley, Arizona that came there and worked. And they were just these old farm kids out there, these old farm boys, but they were as strong as a stinking buffalo. These guys were just naturally monsters, you know. Mm-hmm. And you'd have these guys that they're all, and they weren't buff. I mean, they weren't built like weightlifters and that kind of stuff. They were just big dudes, big strong dudes. Yeah. And it was just fun to watch these guys, you know.
I think people that get muscles on the farm and compared to, it's like getting a real tan versus an artificial tan. I think if you go to the gym and work out and get your muscles, mm-hmm. that's cool and you're big and everything. But like you said, you work out on a farm and everything and get those muscles, like that, it's a whole different kind of strong.
I think it is too, Russ. Because their workout is sunrise to sunset.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're working out with heavy stuff all day long. It's not a workout. It's called life. Yeah. You know, right. they might be shucking bales of hay here, and then they might be, wrestling around with the cows there, and their whole lifestyle is a workout,
Yeah. Gaia says working on a farm requires endurance. And it does.
Yeah, it does.
Like you were saying, from sun up to sundown, they are working.
That's why them linebackers you see playing college football that come from Texas are so freaking nasty.
Exactly. Yeah. All them Southern boys in the SEC down there playing football. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just those big old farm boys out there on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they all natural grain fed.
yeah, exactly. Grain fed and working out in the fields. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They And the thing is that strength never leaves. That strength doesn't leave. You get these guys that are lifting weights and all that. You stop lifting weights, I'm telling you what. Give yourself about 3-4 weeks and you start losing all your tone, losing all your strength because you're not in the gym working them out. But them farm boys, they're working out every day. Yeah. Hi. Hey, Baba. Baba, it's good to see you. Baba? Bubba? Good to see you, man. I want to welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show. All the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in and giving us a listen. We appreciate you. Hit those follow buttons. Hit those like buttons. Hit those subscribe buttons. And come on in, and we just appreciate all of you. Jay, baby. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
So today is the Promote Your Podcast and Stuff Day, right? So
Yes, it is.
I got a podcast, and it comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern, like every day, 7 days a week, because that's what I work. And But I'm building a network called Laguna Knot Media Company. And it's where I'm going to take everybody, put them on Patreon, YouTube, and other premium services. But it's, I got me, South Oz, Crazy Lady, Low Standards and Pours, Pink Squirrel, Woody Bush, Pond, and a few others I can't think of off the top of my head. But we're all getting together. We're starting to create premium content. We're going to be on Patreon. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. We're everywhere now, and we're about to launch on the 10th, and we'll start having a lot of premium content up there. So I just want to throw that out there.
Perfect. Oh, launch on the 10th. That's exciting, Russ. That is some exciting stuff. Type that name. Type the name of it in the chat room for everybody, Russ, so they can see the name.
Yeah.
Chat that. That is exciting.
It's a weird name. If you take Route 66 all the way out towards California, right there in New Mexico, at the last quote-unquote rest stop of the Route 66, there's a place called the Laguna. And me and my son, we got to take a road trip back when he was like 13.
Uh-huh.
And so he started a band, and that's what he named his band. So that's how the Laguna Knot Media Company came from. It's just Laguna Knot, and a, you know, any kind of knots an explorer, and we explore media sound. So Laguna Knot, that's how that came about.
That's exciting, brother. Yeah, that's exciting. And I want I want to make sure, Russ, that you know you can promote, because you know you are now part of our team. Okay. You're now part of our team. You're now part of our production team here. And you can promote that anytime and every time you want to. You make sure, because we want to help to see you get that thing up and running and get you and see you have a successful launch on the 10th. So, that's exciting stuff, brother. That's exciting stuff. But I'm going to make you sign. I'm going to make you sign a contract so you have to stay with me for at least a year. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. I do have a contract in the mail for Shonda. She should be getting that in the mail pretty soon. It's a joke, everyone. It's a joke.
The professor, she's good.
The professor. I'm telling you what. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you found her, but man, I'm glad you did. She is a gem.
She used to come in and visit us every now and then, you know, years ago. She'd come in and pop in, and we'd see her, and we became friends and everything. And, then we had the redirection. We had the redirection and the rebuild take place in July. And as soon as I put out the notice saying that I was going to be looking for, you know, guest hosts and that to come in, I tell you what, Russ, you and her, you and Shonda, you guys emailed me right away. Bam! I got emails from you guys right away. I got to Shonda's email first because yours actually went to the junk mail.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my life story, man. It's all
right. Sorry, brother. Sorry, you brother. Yeah. So it was something. It was great. Yeah. It's just all good. It's all good times. And I'm really fortunate and lucky that you guys contacted me. And, I talked to Glenn and I think I mentioned it to Gaya, about, dropping in and being some co-hosting shows in here because it'd be great, but you guys, you all are just fantastic. You're all fantastic.
Oh, yes.
That's another one right there. Jay, baby. But she's so busy with her thing.
Gaya said that she, dropped two episodes this week.
Ooh. Yes. Check out the Gaya Connection. The Gaya Connection. You can find her on Podbeam now. The Gaya Connection. She's got a great podcast. And she, like she said, she posted two. I know I saw those. And she's just fun. She's very informative. She does her research. And, and she just has great podcasts. So check her out. The Gaya Connection.
I Gaya feel Connection. You, Jay Baby. It is early.
Yes, I understand. Hey, Jay Baby, did you have your little event yet today? Or you still got to go? I'm just going to say it. Have you taken your test yet? When's your test? When's your test? Tested as 11:30 your time. 11:30 your time. And that'd be 10:30 our time. All right. Well, we're going to be thinking positive thoughts for you, praying for you. And, You're gonna do fine on that. You're gonna do good on that test. Yeah. Rocking out. There's another fan of ours, another good brother of the show. He has a podcast that he puts out too. So you need to check out the Rockin' Out podcast. He posts, and you can find him on Podbeam also.
Glenn's,
but he puts out little motivational podcasts that will really help you. I was up until one writing my note card out. Oh, you was up until one? Oh my gosh!
Wow!
So you basically probably just got up not too long ago, didn't you, Jay Baby?
Well, I see D-Mac in here. D-Mac, do you have a podcast? I'm just curious.
I don't believe D-Mac has a podcast, but you'll see D-Mac around.
Oh, okay. I know I see her a lot.
She's a podcast surfer.
Oh.
She's a surfer. She's a surfer. Oh, yeah.
Surf City, Surf City.
Surf City, Surf City. Here she comes. Oh, yeah. No. Oh no. Well, I might have to come up with some kind of little theme song for D-Mac when she comes in. Surf City. Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Well, you know, Russ that was saying that you and your son took a road trip.
Yes, it was Russ.
Yeah. Well, it made me think. I bought this book at Barnes & Noble, and it's called Weird Washington, and I know there's one for, it says Weird Oregon, but I'm wondering if there's any in any for any other states. But anyway, this Weird Washington, it's a book on unique and unusual places in the state of Washington, and it gives you a little briefing of what it is and where they are. And
yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I can barely hear Grammy.
Yeah, she kind of faded off.
Is that better?
Not too much.
Oh, is that better?
Oh, you're coming back now.
Oh, okay. I had my.
I don't know if you might have had like a sudden movement that might have caused that.
Yeah. Well, I think I had the mic turned differently. But anyway, I was reading this one, and I just wanted to share it. And it's in Eastern Washington. It says Eastern Washington's own Gravity Hill, and this is what really caught me. It says, "Oh my God, you will never believe it, but we visited Gravity Hill, and it worked, and it worked. We stopped at the car, which was facing uphill, put it in neutral, then let off the brake, and we went uphill. But before we did this, we put some talcum powder on the bumper of the car, and when we stopped and got out, we found a bunch of fingerprints from the ghosts pushing us uphill. I want to go there, but I was in reading it, it says that nobody will tell you exactly where it is.
Yeah, you got to drive around and try to find this.
Yeah, you got to drive around and find it. But it's supposed to be a hill. And I guess what happened at one time, there was a bus or something with a bunch of people in it, and it crashed there. And anyway, so their ghosts are who's helping you go uphill. But and I've been reading this book. Oh, there are so many different things. So I'm just suggesting that if anybody wanted to just take like day trips or something, and learn more about the state that you're in, go ahead and go and see if you can find. You can probably find him at the library even, and check it out and just read about the different and unique things that are places that are around your state. Because I even read one where there was a, a clams or something.
I like
something. I just love all that kind of stuff. You know, the local legends and things.
Uh-huh.
Continental Divide, Gab mentions.
What's that, Eric?
Gaia mentions like the continental divide.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is a fun book, Weird Washington, and I'm sure they have one for like whatever state you live in. I'm mm-hmm. sure if you just look it up and it's called Weird and then put your state name there and it's a book, I'm sure it's a book that comes out and has all kinds of weird stuff for your states. These things are fun books to read. Spooky. Get those little kids. All I'd have to say is them kids better push a little harder up that hill. That's all I got to say.
Oh, well, they said they got a pretty good speed. Yeah, they better. They better.
Those little ghost kids better be pushing.
Highest level, it was... I think they said they were going like 10 miles an hour or something. Hey, I don't know, but they were moving.
Mr. A, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, hello, Mr. A.
Well, you know, Grammy come and asked me the other day. She walks up and she goes, hey, old man, have you seen the dog bowl? I went, what? She goes, have you seen the dog bowl? And I replied, I said, I don't know. I didn't even know he could. Come on, you know that was funny. You know that was funny. Come on. Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Russ. Russ doesn't leave the old man hanging. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, we took that road trip. I had to go pick a friend of mine. We drove from Nashville, Tennessee to Fort Mojave, Arizona.
And, oh my goodness! That was back,
I did it all in one like go. I didn't stop for sleep. I stopped for gas, obviously, but no sleep or anything. I left from work and I had to be back and work in 2 days. So I drove 51 hours straight there and back. And it was quite an adventure. We did it in a '98 Mustang, which was
my gosh, better, you know.
Man! Did you say you were on Route 66?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
We paid up Route 66 right outside of where we're in St. Louis, and rode it all the way out.
Now, doesn't that go clear across the United States, Russ? Route 66, or it used to?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's it turns into like I-40, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's still Route 66. Yeah, you know? It's just interstate now, but it's still Route 66.
Route 66, the
old Route 66 runs parallel to it, I believe.
It might, but I think, like Russ said, I think the freeway incorporated some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, man, that's history. That's American history, that Route 66 stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Like, they still got the signs for, like, the largest rubber band ball and the biggest statue of cheese and all that other crazy stuff.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of tourist traps along the ways. A lot of those drive-in restaurants were there, and you had the little strip mall motel type things there. And I don't recall ever being on it or ever driving on it, but the pictures and stuff I used to see of it, man, it just looked awesome. It, you know, get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah.
Yes. There you go, D-Mac. That was the song.
Yeah, well, now, wasn't that the theme song? I think that was the theme song for the show, Route 66.
Now, didn't Route 66 have that guy, Cookie?
Cookie?
Yeah.
I think it did.
I forget who played him, but they always, Cookie, lend me your comb or something.
Yeah, Cookie, lend me your comb.
Just when I thought I was old. Y'all start talking about stuff that makes me feel young. I appreciate that. I have no idea that show is.
Well, I'm admitting I am old.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Every minute and every inkling of that age. Yep. Oh, I should be like the kids. I'm 71 and a half. And I love it. I love it. Been through a lot and still going. Oh, here we go. Cookie, lend me your comb. Get your thrill on Route 66.
This is the great Nat King Cole singing Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west,
yeah,
turned up a little, baby. Way.
Take the highway, that's the best.
How's it sound, Russ? Does it sound okay?
Get your yeah, it sounds good.
On Route 66.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to London.
It runs from Chicago to L.A.
Welcome to it.
More than two.
Welcome to the show. We're just cruising down Route 66 with Nat King Cole right now.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
We're heading down the road in a 1966 Cadillac convertible.
1969 Mustang. Wasn't that what it was, buddy?
That's what Russ was going down, but I'm in my caddy. Russ was in a Mustang. I'm in my caddy going down the road.
Yeah, the Mustang sounds sexy until you pick up one of your
friends.
Joplin,
Missouri, Barstow, California.
Kid, and it's now four of you and all their stuff on the way back.
Yeah.
And it just gets cramped.
That's why you need that big old Cadillac with that trunk.
Right. The three-body trunk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you could put a family of four in the trunk of those things.
Oh, Martin Sam Milner played Cookie. Okay, thank you.
Who was it? Martin
Martin Sam Milner. That's what BP-49.
Really? That's the guy that played Cookie? Cookie, huh? I know all the girls loved Cookie.
Oh, Cookie.
Nat King Cole can make anything sound sexy when he sings. He could be singing about Motor Oil and it sounds sexy.
Oh yeah, you know it. You know it, he could, yeah.
Just get you swooning. Now, D-Mac mentioned Joplin and Barstow.
Those are cities that cities Route 66 runs through.
Right.
Well, Route 66 really starts close to like Los Angeles.
Yeah, and headed east.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, when I think of Route 66, though, I think of it starting in the east and heading west.
You think that's because that's the way the United States was kind of formed, was east to west, and when people think of stuff like that, that's how they think of it?
Yes, that's the way.
That could be.
That's the way I think of it. Yes, that's exactly why I think. I always think of everything east to west. I don't know why, but I think that's why, Russ, because the country was started on the east, and as it formed,
as everyone moved west. Go west, young man.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, everything else we do left to right, like reading and setting up orders of things, and it all goes left to right. But when you think of geography, it goes right to left.
Okay, so that was Nat King Cole singing the song, Route 66. This is the Nelson Riddle and his orchestra playing the theme song from the show. Route 66, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, is it route or is it route?
tomato, tomato.
I hear you.
Nobody eats tomatoes.
I don't think this has any words in it at all. I think it's just instrumental.
BP-49 says he can read upside down.
Yeah, I can read upside down, too. You know why? Because
if the font is big enough, I can too.
I learned to read upside down because that's how I used to read newspapers at work. I'd read newspapers because the guy in front of me sitting across the table would be reading the newspaper. He'd have it open up, taking the entire paper, taking the table. So I'd just be sitting there and I'd read articles upside down. Yeah. Yeah. That's an art, reading upside down.
It'd help you out in space.
What is that? Where is that cookie? I gotta find that now. I mean, it's cookie, bugging me.
Cookie, lend me your comb.
Cookie. Lend.
Oh, he's a finger typing.
Yeah, finger typing. Finger typing.
Me too. It's okay.
Search and peck.
Here it is. Cookie, lend me your home. Here it is.
Okay.
Cookie, lend me your comb. Uh-huh. It's done by Ed Cookie Barnes. Ed Cookie Barnes.
Cookie, lend me your comb. Cookie, lend me your comb.
Well, now, let's take it from the top, grab some wheels. We went along to talk about some cuckoo deals.
Did you hear it?
Cookie,
oh, yeah.
Lend me your comb. Cookie.
Now you're on my wavelength, and I'm reading you just fine.
Yeah, so that's the Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb song. This is by Ed Cookie Barnes and Connie.
Connie.
That's great.
She sounds like a Connie. Yeah.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? She sounds like her name would be Connie.
Oh, yeah. BP49, I got peanut butter kiss cookies.
Oh man. Peanut butter kiss cookies. Hey, well, everybody.
You're kidding me, Smalls.
What's that?
And why bring that up if you can't share?
Yeah, really. Hi, Tooth. Tooth joined the party. Thanks for coming in and joining the party. Hey, you're the people turning in and people listening. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button and come on back. We are a podcast that is here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're here on a mission. We want to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step.
There you go.
We're anti-anger, anti-hate. Come on in, grab a cup of coffee, and let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. We're a family-friendly, safe-for-work, easy-going, clean podcast. And we're here to make you smile and have a good time.
Gina says, I remember all those old songs my parents would play growing up. Oh, yeah. All of those were...
Welcome, Sharon.
They do. They bring back such pleasant memories and...
Bubblegum tunes. Yeah, exactly. The bubblegum tunes. Right. So anyway.
What day the squirrel went berserk in the old Baptist church? I've never heard of that song.
You never heard of the Mississippi Squirrel Revival by Ray Stevens?
No.
No, go check that stuff out. Go check out some Ray Stevens. It'll do good for your soul.
Ray Stevens does have some good songs, man. He does have some good songs.
It's good, clean comedy music. It's just, it's good for the soul. It really is. He does a rendition of Johnny Mathis's Misty. You know that song Misty?
Uh-huh.
Look at me. But anyway, he does a rendition of it. It puts a little banjo with it. It's amazing. Uh-huh. Oh, there it is, Mississippi Squirrel.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk.
Yeah, Ray Stevens has some great comical songs.
Hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newman's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me.
Yeah!
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula.
That was for you, Gina.
Yeah. You have a great weekend too, Gina.
Yeah, he.
He
was, and he's known for his comical songs.
And yeah. Thank you for that message. I appreciate it. And I did call Gail and give my condolences. Thank you on that.
Well, man, that just about wraps it up for us today. I mean, it is Friday, and
so you're booing other people's teams?
Oh, me? I don't boo other people's teams.
It's harsh.
I don't boo other people's teams. No, especially, I just give them the...
Especially when your team's the Kraken.
Yeah, I know. I don't... Glenn, you know Glenn. I don't boo teams. I give them the... I give them the horn. I don't boo no teams. I give them the horn. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and coming in and making this your morning podcast show. We appreciate it. We are your number one podcast morning show. We get you up and going, get you out the door with a smile on your face, a skip in your heart. Yeah, that's what we do. That's our job. It's our job, yes. And we take our job seriously. We're here Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that follow button. Don't forget to hit that like button. And we're going to close this thing down. Glenn, you got anything to say to everybody before out of here? Glenn, are you still on?
Yeah, when I can find the mute button.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
There you are.
No, I think I'm good.
All right.
You'll be back next week.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for stopping in, though, buddy. Oh, we really appreciate you stopping in.
And we appreciate Mr. B. Greg calling in earlier.
Yeah. And let's see. So, Russ, you got anything you want to get encouraging you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, everybody just have a great weekend and remember your mental health. Take a second for yourself and just have a breath, meditate just a little bit, let the stress roll off. Tomorrow's a better day.
That's right. There's always tomorrow. Live for the here and now. Live for the here and now. That's what we do. You can't live in yesterday because it's gone. You can't live in tomorrow because it's not here. We got to live in the here and now, right now. So make it all that you can and be, you know, just live in peace. Live in peace. And if you are having problems and you're having mental issues in it and you're having problems and you need to seek some help in that, remember the suicide hotline is now 988. That's 988. And it's not just for if you're thinking about suicide. You can get help calling that number. If you're distressed and you just need some help, call 988. Yeah. Yes. Grammy, you want to say anything to everybody before we're out of here?
I just want to say have a wonderful and safe weekend. Make sure to take care of yourself. Stay hydrated if you have the hot weather out there. And also know that you have to love yourself to love anyone else. And if you come across someone without a smile, give them one of yours.
There you go.
I know you've got a lot. Love you all.
Pass them out. Don't forget, Gaia Connection live stream on Saturdays at 12 Mountain Time. You want to join in and give her a call and check it out.
That'd be 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific.
Right. And before I forget.
Bye, Shonda.
Opinionated Lushes. I love these girls. Opinionated Lushes. They have a podcast that they do. You can find them. They do a live YouTube podcast. You go to YouTube and listen to them. Opinionated Lushes. They are getting together today for their live show, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Now, these are three girls, three young mothers that get together, and they have a lot of fun. They have a late show. They're called the Opinionated Lushes because they're full of opinions, and they're lushes. They're drinking. They're having fun. I've listened to them. They are a blast. They're a hoot. Now, what's unique about today's live show is they live in different places. They are all going to be in the same studio today. All three of them right there having a blast, live feed, YouTube. It is going to be a hot show. It's funny. So that's the Opinionated Lushes on YouTube tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You need to, if you can, hook up and check out their show. They are hilarious. And they're just a good group of girls having a lot of fun. Check them out. All right, Eric, you have some shows you want to talk about?
Well, I know on the Podbean you have, of course, this afternoon, Milk Dog, and you also have Frankie D. Epperson doing a show, later on this afternoon after he wraps up his YouTube show that he'll edit and publish out next week. And This Swamp Doesn't Lie coming up at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I presume you'll see, of course, the dude Sean and and Russ and Nick and Tiff and Crazy Town doing shows up tonight and over the weekend, and Jim Higley's America on Sunday morning, and we'll do it again next week. And Monday, you know, is Homeboy's birthday, so hopefully he might be crashing a few friends. And I've already promoted in Super Chat the new season of the Beat the Wind show on Monday, and Slightly Serious, and Chuck and Billy, John DeVito, and a couple other friends returning soon, and many other friends that you'll still see around Podbean.
Yes, and don't forget Van Life Pantry, Shonda's podcast, Outside of Normal, Russ's Poetics, Holy Shift podcast, the Gaia Connection, Amber Make podcast, Just Another Day in Paradise, Opinionated Luscious, Underground Shuffle, and some of our good friends from Twitter, the Hustle Lounge podcast, Who Arted podcast, Adventures in Thrifting podcast, the Flaky Foodie podcast, Just Films, and that podcast, just to name a few of the hundreds of followers that we have on Twitter. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's been a great show. We are just having a blast. Thanks for coming in. Have a safe remainder of your Friday. For you guys that are listening and your Friday's done, have a great night and have a great Saturday tomorrow. We appreciate it, everybody. Remember, hit those follow buttons. Go to our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and download shows. You got the current show, and you got past shows that you can listen to and download them. We appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button, and just have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. I mean, you worked hard all week. You worked hard all week, and now's your time to go and relax and have some fun. Claim the weekend for your day for having some good times, all right? Just go out and have some time. Spend some time out in the yard. Spend some time out in the garden. Hey, you want to have a good stress reliever? Go for a walk. Go for a walk.
Play with the kids.
Play with the kids.
Or the grandkids, whichever you have.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will see you on Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific time.
And I'm going to go play tag with the old man.
Later, Gators.
Bye.